Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gentlemen, Audio Mo Day 6, and I've got myself a special guest to come on today's Boo.
Hello, it's SM2N here.
I was going to say, you need no introduction really. So I just wanted to, you just come off the cross trainer, darling.
Yeah.
I'm not. Okay, so I'm not going to ask you too many taxing questions.
Good.
I just wanted to... I was thinking about exercise and sort of the different ways of doing it, or why we're doing it. Mm. Because, you know, we've started again, and also I listened to Rich Overall. Hope you feel better soon, by the way. About, you know, training for a particular target. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, you know, I don't think I've ever done that. I train for something in particular. But then, because most of these things seem to be marathons, and I've never been a fan of running, so I wouldn't take up that kind of challenge. And I was thinking, as I was swimming, I went swimming again for the first time in absolute ages on Thursday, and it was really lovely, and I didn't particularly...
Since Easter, yeah?
Sorry?
Since Easter.
Easter? Why?
Yeah. Well, we went swimming on holidays.
Well, no, I mean, you know, proper swimming, not just kind of doing a couple of lengths in a tiny pool where the kids splash about. I mean, you know, proper exercise kind of swimming. That's been ages. I gave that up quite a while ago. As I was doing that, I wasn't particularly pushing myself, because I thought, no, I want to do my half hour, so I need to kind of conserve my energy, especially as the first time, so I need to make sure I don't run out of puff or get too tired too soon. So I didn't swim particularly fast, but it was really good to do it. Unfortunately, I've got the aches in my shoulder that I remember from last time when I started up again, actually. I'm a bit, after a week of exercising, I'm a bit achy, so I don't know whether I should have a rest day or just do something a bit lighter. While I was swimming and trying not to miscount the lanes, as I tend to do, I was thinking about sort of exercise. Why do I exercise? I don't know. I'm one of those people. When I was in school, it was all about, you know, competitive sport, and you had to be the best. And if you're not good at that particular sport, then you're rubbish, and you know, you're not really part of it. But there wasn't really an emphasis on your exercising to do yourself some good, and you know, because you need to, because it's good for your body. And we weren't really told that, so I just always thought, I'm no good at sport, so I just won't do it. I'll just do the bits that
yeah,
I like.
That's right. Yeah, if you're not good enough to win a race, then
yeah,
then what, there's no reward to it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't really enjoy just, you know, just running for the sake of it. I never enjoyed that. I was always better at swimming or skilled ball sports, that kind of thing I could do. But all the team sports, I just wasn't fast enough. So I was of no interest to anyone picking teammates. So I didn't enjoy that. I didn't get anything out of that.
Ah, yes, the humiliation of standing up
in
the field.
Yeah.
While the captains pick their teams.
Exactly.
And I'm the last one. Who's going to end up with Toon? Sorry, 2N. Who's going to end up with 2N? And the humiliation of that. And absolutely, because with team sports, it's about letting down your teammates, solo sports, it's only yourself. You know, you lose one match, and then you get to sit by the side and watch the rest of the people. You know, you're not letting anyone else down.
There's
all sorts of stuff going on there, isn't there?
Yeah, so it's that, but also, yeah, if you just compete just for yourself, then and doing something skilled rather than where you have to be fast, because I'm quite good at sort of, you know, hitting the target, so I can do those kind of sports, but yeah, I can't be fast unless I swim with a bit of exercise and practice.
So getting back to fitness.
So fitness. So it was really only then in later years that I decided, it's actually for being fit and you know, maybe keeping your weight down as well. But just so that, you know, because things need to be, the joints need to be oiled, and you need to keep your heart healthy and that sort of thing. And there's only so many things that you can do with eating the right things, not, you know, I mean, to be fair, I've not really, it's funny, the more I exercise, the less I'm hungry, the less I have an appetite, especially for sort of the bad things, like sweets or really calorific things. It's really odd.
Yeah.
So that helps.
I can testify to that. Before I went on the cross trainer, I was really hungry and I wanted to have something like something biscuity was quite attractive. And and I went across, I thought, no, I won't do that because I wonder what, if I eat something now, then I'm not going to be comfortable on the cross trainer. Went on the cross trainer, came away hot.
Yeah.
Thirsty, grabbed myself a glass of water, and I had a carrot. And, you know, didn't have that same craving for, as you say, bad food.
Yeah, it's odd that, isn't it?
Mm.
So I feel that's helping. But I've never been one for sort of dieting, because again, that just seems to be like a short-term thing, because I know myself, at some point I'm going to fail. So I just try to eat a little bit less. I try to eat, I try to not go for the quick biscuit, but just think, okay, what's a healthy thing I can have instead? And the exercising means that, yeah, I have less of an appetite. But again, I don't deny myself sweets. So if the kids share their sweets, or if, you know, someone offers me a piece of chocolate, I will have a small piece, just so that I don't get this hung of, oh, I've not had any sweets. Mm. You know, I need something sugary. Because I did that before, where I just cut out sweets completely. And then at some point, you know, 5 days later, I'd break down and go, I just have to have some chocolate. And then I would invariably eat too much of it.
Mm.
So I just rather have a little bit. So back to the why do I exercise, it's more, I don't know, I always find that I wouldn't want to do it for anything in particular, and then that is over, and then what do I do? But more sort of that it's sustainable, because I'm trying to do it to be fit. I don't even think that I'm going to lose weight in particular, because when I did it before, I noticed that I lose a dress size or two, but I don't necessarily lose weight, because you build up muscle, and you know, as we get older, we lose muscle mass anyway, so we need to do something to build it back up. The exercising is really important, but and I'm bad enough come winter or whatever, I stop doing exercise or things get busy, and that's kind of the first thing that falls by the wayside.
Mm.
I'm quite bad like that. So yeah, I just try to do little but often to make sure that I can maintain it. So, you know, exercising every day, I already feel quite bad, because I'm thinking, I'm not going to be able to keep this up. At some point I'm going to be on holiday or busy or whatever, and then I'll fall out of the habit.
Yeah, but there was, yeah, I mean, there was that time, you know, when the last time we did this, you know, where it became a habit, we did it every evening or every weekday evening or whatever it was. So it became a habit.
Yeah.
And it fell away, but the important thing is to keep it going, isn't it? And some people are motivated by goals, so they want to say, well, I can go and do this marathon or this 5K for charity or whatever. Some people are really motivated by those things. And you know, who knows what joy that you could achieve, or you would feel if you went for that. Until we do it, we don't know what the benefit is. But you know, people say, I know, you should exercise, you'll feel so energized afterwards, and blah blah blah, and you're just like, oh, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. but you know, here I've just been on the cross trainer, I'm exercised, and I'm standing up, and I'm comfortable standing up.
Otherwise
I would have probably been flopped down on the sofa. Yeah. So I'm obviously feeling a bit more energised. You said to me when I had my migraine yesterday, which is why I didn't do any exercise yesterday, apart from the usual walking, you said, you know, maybe you should go on cross-trainer, that might clear your migraine.
Yeah,
that's another thing that happens. Yeah, you know, the endorphins or whatever it is, whatever hormones or whatever it is that get produced and circulated can have other benefits. So, you know, maybe we'll sleep better tonight.
Mm.
Bit of exercise.
Well, you will. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's getting a bit late now. So, I'll do something light. Anyway.
Time for some hula hoops, and I don't mean a potato snack.
Correct. Yes. I think that's all I'll aim for tonight. Anyway, nearly at the end, so thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thank you for allowing me onto your boo.
Okay. Right, thanks for listening. Speak to you all again soon. Bye.
Toodle-oo.